John Sandbach, an executive director of the National Sunflower Association.
John, give me an overall assessment of how the 2016 sunflower growing season has gone to this point.
Well, you know, we started out with a really nice early spring in North Dakota and Minnesota, especially in the northwestern areas. We didn't have a lot of snow this past winter, and so with warm temperatures that we had in the spring, producers were out very early in the field this year and got the crop planted, you know, probably about, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ahead of normal. And with the way that the crop has been developing this season, you know, we've had some good periods of heat, which we need, good moisture situation, and the crop right now is probably a good 10 days, maybe even still that 2 weeks ahead of normal.
If you take away the weather, what are some of the common pressures that sunflower growers deal with, whether it's insect, disease, weed, and how prevalent have some of those pressures been this season?
You know, we've had some hot spots with insects so far, but not to a great degree. It's been kind of an odd year. Normally, when you have a little bit of a wetter period, you'd have more insect pressure, and we haven't had that. Something that producers should be looking for, though, we have had a little bit of heavier dews in the morning, and that can cause rust. And, you know, what you want to do is you want to keep scouting until you get to about that R6 stage, and that's when the bloom is complete. And if you have rust that's showing up on the upper four leaves of the sunflower, you definitely want to spray a fungicide, you know, to take care of rust. And that would be something that you'd want to monitor right now.
What's the remainder of the growing season going to be like as far as the timing ahead of harvest, ideal weather from now until then? What are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, the moisture situation all across Minnesota is very good right now. And honestly, we could easily get through the rest of this season without any more moisture. We're in good shape. Sunflower does really well in drier conditions. So what we would look for is to have some, you know, hotter temperatures to really pack on that oil into the seeds, bump up the yield and test weight, and just overall have a dry period. And we could easily, you know, I've been driving around and just looking at the crop, and we could easily be seeing harvest here next month and, you know, end of September for sure. And just one of those things that we're a little bit ahead of normal. Normally we would be into that October period, but this year I believe, you know, if we get the heat units here now the next few weeks, we'll be harvesting in September.
Anything else on the growing season or sunflowers in general, John?
Well, you know, something, you know, sunflower prices have had a really nice rally here the last 2 weeks. You know, there's been a lot of demand for oil starting to pick up, and oil is gaining on meal as far as market share. And sunflower prices have picked up on the old crop side right about $2 per hundredweight, and our new crop prices hit a new high last week at $18.50 for the new sun varieties. So we're kind of on the uptrend. I know some commodities have been trading either lower or sideways, but sunflower has been very positive here the last 2 weeks.